Hitzkus noses around the Cowboys news with team owner and GM Jerry Jones every Friday at 10:10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage. Only on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Come
around. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. Don't forget, we're out at Duke's this Thursday in Addison. That is at Beltline and Midway Road. We'll be giving away TiVo. We'll be signing you up and putting you in position to maybe win some Texas OU tickets or some TUUO tickets. So join us at Duke's this Thursday in Addison for the presentation. Right now, time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. This weekend, TUUO, Cowboys-Giants, two big football games.
One on Saturday, one on Sunday. Why not make them both?
Especially that game Sunday looks a lot better now than it used to.
And,
why not make them both?
And Texas Tickets, they've got tickets for great tickets for both games. You ought to give them a call today. Secure them.
Also, Friday at the Smirnoff, Leonard Skinner with the opening act, the Allman Brothers.
Should be the other way around.
What a big Southern Rock night that's going to be. Big night for jams, big night for Southern Rock. Let's all get together and support Alabama that night. Texas Tickets has great seats for it. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality in the Southwest. Here is Cobra.
Snake Master.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Hi, Mike. First off, I would like to thank Sports Illustrated for ruining the game this weekend, as they have officially jinxed Oklahoma.
No, they have. You know what?
By putting Adrian Peterson on the cover.
You know what? There's a few instances where you can look at that, but there's just as many. Tom Brady was on the cover before last year's Super Bowl.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's just as many where it
doesn't he look good, Mike?
Out.
Doesn't he look good? He's hot.
Why are we talking about this?
Are magazines not entertainment?
This is not really your beat.
Isn't it?
Sports. No.
Snake.
My beat.
Your beat.
Well, there's a film out there. Is film my beat?
Film is very much your beat.
Well, there's a film out there that's...
Mine, too.
This is a mainstream film.
Oh.
Sorry. We'll see you later, though. Called Team America. Have you seen the ads for this? It's that little puppet movie.
I haven't seen it.
Done by...
South Park guys.
The South Park creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. And it's literally a marionette movie where you have puppeteers and stuff dragging these little puppets around on strings.
Now, did they write it?
They wrote it.
Then I'm kind of interested.
And it
is... Because they're genius.
It is supposedly, if not the most shocking R-rated movie ever made, then certainly in the top five.
Those guys are genius.
Basically, it's about a CIA-type organization that hires a Broadway musical actor to pretend to be an Arab terrorist and infiltrate terrorist organizations. That's the plot, in short, okay? But the guy who reviewed this couldn't even talk about most of it because it's so shocking, and he couldn't print any of it. So here's some of the stuff that he did print about it. He says that the puppets themselves do get naked. Matter of fact, there's a wild sex scene in which two of the puppets have sex to Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, the love theme of Armageddon. This is like a send-up of Jerry Bruckheimer's movies. It says in which full androgynous plastic nudity is unbound, and so are the lovemakers' many positions. It's an astounding use of inanimate objects. The movie opens with a song or they're watching a Broadway play, and the first thing out of any of the actors' mouths is a song called "Everyone Has AIDS," in a musical called "Lease," which is obviously a parody of Rent. Okay, I'm going to tell you the refrain from this. I am not. No, don't bring the music down.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
We just want to make sure we hear it correctly.
Psycho, don't do it. This is the refrain from "Everyone Has AIDS." I am reading this. This is not an opinion. This is not written by Mike or Greg. This is in the film Team America. And I feel that I have a right to read this and that everyone needs to know what is being said in this film. So you can judge for yourself whether or not you want to see it.
All right, if you're going to read this, I want you to read it in your own voice.
Well, trust me, this will never be repeated again. All right?
Okay.
This is from Everyone Has AIDS. Everyone has AIDS. White folks.
You can't read that either.
Yeah, you can't.
What?
That's actually in the movie?
I'm saying it's in the movie. You don't have to dump what's in the movie.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, you got to dump that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just hope we got it in soon.
We did. We did, because we double dumped.
Let's err on the side of caution here.
All right. Email.
Why'd you have to bring a shovel into it?
Email me, and I'll tell you what. Okay, you can figure it out for yourself. Everyone has a...
You know what?
All right, enough. Move on.
Away from that completely.
Move on.
All right, sorry. Email me if you want the song. I'll tell it to you. There's also some controversy in the film because they make fun of all the left-wing, crazy Hollywood liberals. And... the main one is Alec Baldwin. They got Alec Baldwin, Tim Robbins, Susan Sarandon, Sean Penn, Danny Glover, Janine Garofalo, George Clooney, Ethan Hawke, Matt Damon, and a couple others, none of who gave their permission for their likeness to be used.
Those guys don't care. Those guys do not care.
So
that's what I like about like South Park. They will rag on everybody.
Oh, I know.
Any and everybody. And they don't care.
I don't know how they get away with it.
I don't either.
Have they kept up the cussing and stuff in South Park?
Oh,
I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, they get right to that line.
Mm.
God, they're... Oh, dear.
We're going to have to go watch that.
5-0.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
Danny, me and you are going to have to go watch that.
Oh, I'll go see it.
And Mike,
too. Those guys crack me up.
Mike, you interested in that at all?
Not a whit.
That is an easy out.
Oh, there's Meredith.
Meredith.
Hey, Meredith.
Those guys have ruined youth culture.
Have they?
Yes, they have.
More so than the Simpsons creators?
Right along with them.
Beavis and Butthead?
Right along with them.
By the way,
they all have.
You know the creators of the Simpsons are basically the same people who created Mary Tyler Moore?
Well, they should have stayed on that path.
You love the Simpsons. There's a big auction going on. The first Paul McCartney signature 1964 Epiphone Texan, serial number 001.
That'll be the first one.
The first one will be auctioned off to benefit Adopt a Minefield, the Landmine Clearance and Survivor Assistance Program, because his wife, Heather Mills, I believe both her breasts were blown off by a landmine.
Oh, good gosh.
That's what case be certainly accurate. Abrasive.
And misinformation as well.
What?
She has both of her breasts.
She just lost a leg in a motorcycle accident.
Right.
It has nothing to do with landmines.
Well, what is her love affair with landmines?
Because she...
she doesn't love them.
She wants to get rid of them.
Hmm. Well, listen to this. It coincides with the October 15th Adopt a Minefield LA Gala hosted by McCartney and his wife. At the Century City Plaza Hotel.
I've stayed there before.
Is that nice?
Oh, my God.
So does it have a big ballroom?
That's where I stayed during the Cowboys Super Bowl 27.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So does it have a ballroom equipped to seat a Paul McCartney-esque type crowd?
Yes.
I don't know how much
tickets...
Isn't
that where we stayed on the way to Oxnard?
No, we stayed at the airport Marriott.
You know what? I've stayed there, too.
Where, at Century?
Yes.
That's a great place.
I was there, and they were holding the Directors Guild Awards there. That's a really nice... God, I totally forgot about that.
I was sitting there like it, during, on Radio Row, this pretty good-looking girl walked up that had on a white T-shirt and no bra and no makeup and asked me where something was.
Ooh.
Asked me where something was, and I directed her and found out it was Susan St. James.
Who's that?
Popular actress from the 70s. She was hot, wasn't she?
Yeah. She was big in the 70s, yeah.
McMillan and wife?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this gala, hosted by McCartney and his wife, the MC is Jay Leno, and McCartney will be performing 2 hours with Neil Young.
Would you like to go to that?
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
How cool would that? I didn't even know they knew each other, much less...
How much are tickets?
They're not saying.
That's because you can't afford them.
How much do you think that guitar will go for? He recorded yesterday on it.
Couple grand.
Couple of hundred grand? Isn't that what's normal for big guitars?
From Heritage Galleries. They'd probably
know. Should.
They might bid on it.
You interested in a little 2 hours of McCartney and Neil Young? That odd twosome?
Yeah. That would be an odd twosome.
When is this?
This is October the 15th. Look into it.
It's a day after we're at the Speedway.
Next week.
You know what? I'll give you a personal day if you can somehow get
next
a ticket
Friday.
And go. You think the tickets?
Think you have the power to authorize that?
You think 10 grand
snake
would get you in?
Snake quota.
Oh, I bet tickets are about $1,000.
Well, why don't you go?
Well, I've got to work that day.
Oh.
Although I could fly out there on AirTran.
True. For cheap.
You don't have $1,000 though, Greg.
I don't.
You'd have to sell something.
$980
I've got
short.
Ah, yes.
I could borrow it though.
I'll loan it to you.
Okay, I'm in.
Danny, your favorite show on TV, Desperate Housewives, drew 21.5 million viewers Sunday night, which
is
a massive success.
It's not bad. I mean, for network television.
Why did you watch it?
Isn't Terry Hatcher in it?
You know what? Here's why. Yeah, she is. Because I'd seen it promoted about 1 million times, and I told Michelle about it, and I figured she might enjoy it. So we just sat down and watched it together. And it was a hell of a lot better than Sluts in the City.
It is?
Yes.
I mean, is it just like a bunch of people in a very generic suburbanite type atmosphere cheating on their husbands?
It's a real dark comedy is what it is. It's these four women that a couple of them are divorced, a couple of them are in bad marriages.
It's nuts.
And they're just all nuts.
It's nuts landing of the odds.
They're absolutely crazy. Every one of them.
Does Terry Hatcher look good?
She looks a little weathered.
She's gone through a phase.
She's real skinny now.
What's happened to her? Remember her?
Oh. Howie Long, man. Tore it up.
I love her.
I don't think that he's tearing it up. They filmed Radio Shack commercials together.
Well, can you prove he didn't? Sometimes on the set, those things happen.
Like you would know.
5-0 Boston lead right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, way to touch sports page.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty funny.
Sports. Well, it ain't as good as The Wire.
Unfortunately, not everything that ABC has on turns to gold because fewer than 5 million people watched The Benefactor last night.
That's because it sucks, buddy.
It's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
I watched the last 20 minutes of it last night, and I don't see what's so different about that compared to every other reality show.
Well, it's the Benefactor's better than it used to be.
But it still ain't that great. No, the thing is, Corby, all of those shows blow.
Right.
This one just sucks a little even worse.
I gave one of them a chance.
It can't be worse than The Bachelor. It cannot be worse.
I gave one reality show
Bachelor.
A chance. My big, fat, obnoxious fiance. And they pussed out so much in the end.
Hello.
Hello, Greco.
Attaboy,
that
Hammer.
Was it.
Oh, man, that's a 3-run home run.
Oh, boy. Ain't nothing.
Woo!
Tell Mayor that she can go back to work.
You can go home. Get your ass back to work, Mayor.
The obnoxious, woo! The extremely gay, because he, like, kind of twists his arm as he does it. Woo!
Pega Luna, Manny.
Who hit that? There he is.
Looks like Manny.
AL MVP.
He won't win the AL MVP.
Ball game.
I know. He should.
Don't count those angels out.
Who's on the mound?
Count those angels out.
It's 8-0. The Oliver Stone movie Alexander has been pushed back because people think it's so good that it needs a little Oscar buzz, so move it back to the November, December area. That's Oscar. Yes, Oscar. It's the Oliver Stone vehicular movie.
I'm interested in that.
It's the Colin Farrell movie. About Alexander the Great.
Who's in it?
Colin
Angelina
Farrell.
Angelina Jolie. And
yeah, Angelina Jolie.
Puff Daddy!
Neil from Sheboygan.
And it's also been dubbed as, quote, too gay for mainstream audiences. Because I guess Alexander the Great was bisexual. And there's a couple of love scenes between him and a Persian eunuch called Bagos, played by some unknown Italian actor. And there's some hardcore gay love scenes in there.
Mm.
Interested now? Mm? Now did I pique your interest a little bit?
Mm. No, I've yet to hear a story on E! News today that has really piqued my interest.
Well, you know why? Because you're too busy. Woo! Ooh, nipply! Woo! Just rubbing on your nips, you know?
Jeez.
Gaying out over there every time there's something good that happens for your little gay Red Sox. Freaking homo. You'll love Alexander because it's too gay. You freaking.
Well, he's mad, isn't he?
He is.
Like, he would be able to conduct 1 second of E! News if that stupid Red River shootout was going
okay,
on right now.
Okay, this is not, you can't compare the two.
Yeah, you can.
This is game one of a spare division series. If it's the World Series, I'll give you some slack, all right?
It's the playoffs, man. Every game counts.
Well, what is
and
Texas?
Anything can happen.
What is T-U-U-O?
Not funny, first off. Stupid. You're right. That's what it is. It is 3.5 hours.
It's an average spare Big 12 game. Big deal.
Okay, then you tell me why baseball isn't on the cover of SI this week, and Adrian Peterson is.
Baseball.
It will be this week.
Right, right. But it's not this week.
Yeah, after the game's over
What's
with,
bigger?
It will be.
What's a bigger week, huh? This. That's why it's on SI.
Hardly.
What?
Come on.
Why is it on SI? They dictate what's big and what's not.
Do they?
And what's big is Adrian Peterson.
What's ordinary is Adrian Peterson.
Grego.
Grego.
I'm out on that. My contact popped out and I can't see.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to put your glasses on now.
No, I'm going to put the contact in as soon as we go to break here.
Or you can have one contact in one eye and a monocle on the other.
True.
Wow.
I'm going to try to regroup. You want to regroup in the break?
That was just terrible.
We're going to have to.
My God.
All right, let's bring it in. Everybody in here.
All right, we will look at either the American League or National League playoffs as we try to get this thing out of the ditch next here on The Ticket.